Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Happy President's Day, ladies and gentlemen. If you live in America, if you're part of the United States, I should say, not North America, but in the United States, this is a day that we celebrate President's Day. And if you're an American listening around the world, happy President's Day to you. And if you're listening and you're not an American, well, just enjoy what we're going to talk about. This is a great history. We're talking about people who, we're going to be talking about some of the people who are the origins of this shining light on a hill, Governor Winthorpe said way back in the 1600s, and as Ronald Reagan famously repeated in the 1980s. I'm glad to say that Dennis Pogue is with us. Dennis is Associate Director of Preservation at Mount Vernon. He's also Director of Restoration. He's been there a long time. Does a wonderful job there, and he has a lot of cool things to tell us about what's going on over there. But we're also going to talk about President's Day. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. Happy President's Day.
Thank you very much. 276th anniversary of George Washington's birth.
How about that? You know, in the beginning, this was President Washington's birthday celebration.
Correct.
It wasn't President's Day. It was Washington's birthday for a long, long time, until, what was it, 1968, I think? They sort of kind of combined them a little bit there. So how indignant did you and the other folks associated with George Washington's heritage, how indignant did you get when they sort of diluted President Washington's birthday?
Well, that's a sore spot with us, Jim.
I can imagine. Let's get some controversy going here, Dennis.
Well, you know, we don't want to denigrate the memories of the other presidents. Many of them were wonderful men and did wonderful things. But you know, we think there's no surprise why it was George Washington who was honored for his birthday for all those years. And he was the first president. He really was, the man that got this country started. And we think he deserves to stand on a little bit of a higher rung. So we're a little disappointed that it's been diluted by calling it President's Day.
Well, that's interesting to hear you say. I'm glad you're honest about that, and I think you're right, because the truth is, this day on one day or another has been celebrated since for like 215 years or so, or something like that.
Yeah, it was. Certainly, after Washington died, his birthday became the official day of mourning.
Actually, according to my records, there were some celebrations, some commemoration of his birthday in the last 4 years of his presidency. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, there were.
It wasn't official or anything, but they really started whooping it up and making a big deal out of it the last year of his presidency, which, of course, we also know he didn't live long after he left the White House, the presidency, I should say, because there wasn't a White House in those days. But anyway, it was that way for a long, long time, and I still think that they should have carved out a separate day. But this is all about national holidays and people taking off And there's a lot of productivity that's lost every time when there's a national holiday, Dennis.
That's true, but there's all sorts of our national holidays, especially this day, have turned into an opportunity to sell cars and to have sales and all that, as opposed to spending some time actually thinking about the individuals after whom the holiday really is named. And so it marks a real shift in how we view these things in society today.
Well, and of course, as I said earlier, Dennis, half of the country is on holiday today, and the other half, small business owners, we're holding down the fort. We're the people that's been left in charge of the country here.
That's true.
So, which is appropriate. I don't even want to think, Dennis. I can't even imagine what a basket case this country would turn into in 24 hours if the rest of the nation had charge of the country and small business owners took off a day altogether. I don't even want to think about that. Would be so ugly. I don't even want to think about that. What that looks like, Dennis. You've been doing some great things there at the Mount Vernon. Dennis, as I said, folks, is associate director of preservation and director of restoration at Mount Vernon. Tell us about some of the new stuff you guys are working on there.
Well, you know, the biggest thing, of course, for us is that we opened up our new education center and museum a little over a year ago. And it's 65,000 square feet, and you
wow.
can come and you can learn
that's
everything
a big,
that you
that's
ever
a big
want
building.
To know.
That's a big building.
It's two buildings between them, and the education center is all about George Washington's life and career, and you can come and you can learn about all the different things that he did and really learn some important history about the founding of this country.
You got a lot of actors there too, don't you?
We have reenactors. Today, George Washington will be walking around the estate, talking to folks, and we have a number of folks who do first-person performances, so they mm-hmm. take on various personas, and you can interact with them as you go around and see these things. So that's something that a lot of folks, you know, really enjoy, that opportunity to actually speak with people from the past.
Right. And you've got a restoration project that you've recently finished too, haven't you? What were you working
right.
on with the vineyard, the wine cellar once the last time we talked?
The distillery.
That's it. That was it. Yeah. I knew there was some spirits involved there somewhere.
Right, right. Again, Washington, you know, had just a remarkable career, and most people don't have much of an understanding of it at all. And one of the things that he did that almost nobody knew about until we started this project was that he operated one of the largest whiskey distilleries in the country. And we found the site, we excavated it, the archaeology there, have reconstructed it, and now from April through October you can come and you can actually see how they made whiskey in the
18th. Can I sip a little whiskey when I get there?
Well, I'm afraid you can't do that on a normal
base. do we have his recipe? Is it still available?
We do. It was a rye whiskey. Mostly rye, which is a little spicier than the bourbon that most people drink today.
Yeah.
But that was the popular whiskey of the time.
See, I think we've just found a way to subsidize your revenue up there, to augment your revenue up there, Dennis.
Well, we do have some plans. We don't make it on a daily basis, but we have had some distillers come in and make some special batches. And
I think you need to do. I think. Hey, listen, I'll buy some, and I'm not even a big whiskey drinker. Stand by, Dennis. We're gonna take a quick break. Dennis Polk is our guest, folks. Having a great time with him. He represents Mount Vernon today on President's Day, which originally was Washington's national holiday, celebrating Washington's birthday. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
All of these days, baby, I'm alone in the dark.
Hi, Jim. Renee Grant Williams here, author of Voice Power, Using Your Voice to Captivate, Persuade, and Command Attention, something you certainly do. I want to congratulate you on your first decade anniversary. I look forward to being part of your show for many, many more years to come. All the best to you and Devonna.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Please check them out. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you so you'd have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Dennis Polk is our guest, folks, and he is director of restoration at Mount Vernon, the home of President George Washington and Martha Washington. And Dennis, remind me how long you've been at Mount Vernon. It's a long time, I know that.
Well, it is. I'm amazed to say it, but I've been there for over 20 years. It'll be 21 years this summer.
So you literally know where the bodies are buried, don't you?
Well, I do.
Quickly, I want to ask you something we talked about on the break, but I want to make sure people know. You have historic, accurate animals, livestock that are there, and folks, these are breeds that were around in those days. You have those, don't you?
We do.
Give me an example.
Well, you know, we've got cows, the Red Devons. That's an 18th century breed that came from England. That we
are they hairy?
Washington had. No, they're not like those Scottish
they're,
ones.
They're not like Highland cattle, are they?
That's right. But they were a real flexible breed. You could use them for milking, and you could use
beef.
Them for beef. And and Washington actually also had oxen of the Red Devon. So.
Really? I'll be darned. Do you have oxen there?
We do.
All right.
You can come and you can see. They're big guys, and they're dragging around something heavy. But the animals are real popular among the kids, of course, and they're a real feature that, you know, it's fun to see. You just see it out of the corner of your eye, and you have to go take a look at those things.
Well, you know, I grew up on a farm, raised a lot of livestock, so that I actually would enjoy that. And which, by the way, folks, we're gonna my little team and I are gonna make a trip down there in April. So we're looking forward to coming to see you. Is there anything else that's kind of underground that you think you guys have still yet to unearth? Is there anything left to be found?
Well, there is, you know, and people know that Mount Vernon's been a historic site for 150 years and assume that we've found everything that there is to find, but that's really not the case. This summer, we'll be doing a major excavation in Washington's Flower Garden, for example.
Huh.
And we have worked there a couple times over the years, and we found evidence for earlier planting beds and pathways and all that.
Wow.
So our plan is to, based on the archaeological evidence, to, you know, restore the garden and make it look even more authentic and more like it was in Washington's day.
And do you believe you'll be able to restore it with the plants and everything that they would have grown those days?
Well, yes, we do. There's some documentation. You know, we have lists of plants that were raised in the 18th century, and we're hoping that we'll find pollen evidence that may actually give us more plants than we know about and where they actually were located.
Now, do you get on your knees and yourself and get in there with you get your hands dirty and stake these things out?
I used to, Jim, but early in my career, I came to Mount Vernon as the chief archaeologist and did that for about 7 years.
Right.
But now I've got younger folks with stronger backs and better knees.
And no arthritis.
thank goodness I don't have that yet, but, you know, it's a young man's game, so.
Yeah. I got you. But it's fun to watch them, isn't it?
Well, it is, and lots of visitors. You know, all of our excavations are right out in public, and it's part of the project. You know, we have, you know, folks that talk to the visitors and tell them what we're doing and answer their questions. So it's very interesting for lots of folks.
Remind me in the audience, who actually owns Mount Vernon?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Jim, because a lot of people assume that we're part of the federal government in some way.
And you got plenty of money.
Yeah, right. They were part of the Park Service of the Smithsonian. But we're a private foundation chartered by the Commonwealth of Virginia. We don't take any money from any governmental sources. Everything that we do is, you know, from money that we've earned from gate receipts or products that we sell or from donations that we get from hundreds of patriotic Americans every year.
Right. What is it that we don't know about George Washington and his family that you think we should know?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I think that there's so many things. Most people have a very shallow, you know, understanding of what Washington did and have some vague idea about his presidency and his role in the Revolution. But, you know, he did so much for this country, going back to the French and Indian War and all the things that he did to promote, you know, business and Western expansion and private enterprise. You know, he really was a remarkable man with a remarkable vision for how great this country could be. And most people don't have any sense of that at all, don't realize.
He also knew how to choose other people to help him lead, didn't he?
Well, he did. And
he chose well there.
Right. It was Washington who established the cabinet system. The cabinet is not part of the Constitution. And his idea was that you should have the smartest, best people. So he had Thomas Jefferson be in his cabinet and James Madison. And he had folks that weren't even political allies of his.
Hamilton was an outstanding member of his group. You know, one of the things, Dennis, and we got to wrap it up here, but one of the things that I think he did when he could have had more than two terms, he did less. He said no, that's enough, and that was a standard for a long, long time. And I think that may have been one of the most important things he ever did for us. Give us the website there, Dennis.
www.mountvernon.org. Please come and see us.
MountVernon.org, folks. They'll take your contributions. Please go by and check them out and ask for Dennis Pogue personally. Thanks, Dennis. Happy President's Day.
Thank you.
Quick break. Right back with Bill Brandt. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.